Hello, my name is Milton Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You. Our goal each time is to feed you with knowledge and understanding so you can order your steps according to the Word of God and live your best life yet. Now, last time we were talking about how God had blessed the man. He told the man be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, to subdue the earth, to always be producing, to always be increasing, to always be filling, and to have authority over your situation and over your environment and over every creeping thing and every living thing that lives on the earth. Now, what then we start talking about? How did God form man? I mean, what did he do? He says he formed man. It says this here in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. It says, and the Lord formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathe into his nostril the breath of life. Now, you know, the interesting thing about that is you know, from dirt you came from, and dirt you shall return. So when somebody is buried in the ground, their body over time begins to break down. And what does it do? It goes back into dirt, because that's how man was originally formed. Again, a seed will only produce after its own kind. But the interesting thing about him, even though man is formed, even though he had created his body, until he breathed the breath of life, which is the Holy Spirit, he breathed into his nostrils, that man's body just lay there. That's why with all the science trying to clone folks and everything, you can do a whole lot of things, but the one thing you can't do, you cannot breathe a spirit into that body. It may look like you, it may sound like you, but it's never gonna be just like you, because it may have a soul, or which is your mind, will, and emotion, but it doesn't have a spirit, which is the real you. And when God breathed the breath of life, the Holy Spirit, that spirit, you became alive, and that same spirit was used to resurrect Jesus from when he was in the pit of hell, and he went down there for 3 days, and the breath of life went into his body, and it quickened and made his body alive. And the same spirit that made Jesus alive in the very beginning was the same spirit that was blown into the nostrils of Adam, and he became a living being. Wow. My name is Milton Jones. I want to thank you for joining us here at Fresh Steps for You, and we'll see you next time. Have a great day. Bye-bye.